Deuteronomy chapter 17. You shall not sacrifice to Yahweh your God an ox or a sheep, in which is a defect or anything evil, for that is an abomination to Yahweh your God. If there is found among you, within any of your gates, which Yahweh your God gives you, a man or a woman who does that which is evil in Yahweh your God's sight, in transgressing his covenant, and has gone and served other gods and worshipped them, or the sun, or the moon, or any of the stars of the sky, which I have not commanded, and you are told, and you have heard of it, then you shall inquire diligently. Behold, if it is true, and the thing certain, that such abomination is done in Israel, then you shall bring out that man or that woman who has done this evil thing in your gates, even that some man or woman, and you shall stone them to death with stones. At the mouth of two witnesses, or three witnesses, he who is to die shall be put to death. At the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witness shall be first on him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall remove the evil from among you. If there arises a matter too hard for you in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall arise and go up to the place which Yahweh your God chooses. You shall come to the priests who are Levites, and to the judge who shall be in those days. You shall inquire, and they shall give you a verdict. You shall do according to the decisions of the verdict, which they shall give you from that place which Yahweh chooses. You shall observe to do according to all that they shall teach you, according to the decisions of the law which they shall teach you, and according to the judgments which they shall tell you, you shall do. You shall not turn away from the sentence which they announce to you, to the right hand nor to the left. The man who does presumptuously in not listening to the priest who stands to minister there before Yahweh your God, or to the judge, even that man shall die. You shall put away the evil from Israel. All the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. When you have come to the land which Yahweh your God gives you, and possess it, and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me, like all the nations that are around me, you shall surely set him whom Yahweh your God chooses as king over yourselves. You shall set as king over you one from among your brothers. You may not put a foreigner over you who is not your brother. Only he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that they may multiply horses. Because Yahweh has said to you, you shall not go back that way again. He shall not multiply wives to himself, that his heart not turn away. He shall not greatly multiply to himself silver or gold. He shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write himself a copy of this law in a book, out of that which is before the Levitical priest. It shall be with him, and he shall read from it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart not be lifted up above his brothers, that he not turn away from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children, in the middle of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 18. The priests and the Levites, all the tribe of Levi, shall have no portion nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, and his portion. They shall have no inheritance among their brothers. Yahweh is their inheritance, and he has spoken to them. This shall be the priest's due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it be an ox or a sheep, that they shall give to the priest the shoulder, the two cheeks, and their inner parts. You shall give him the first fruits of your grain, of your new wine, and of your oil, and the first of the fleece of your sheep. For Yahweh your God has chosen him out of all the tribes to stand to minister in Yahweh's name, him and his sons forever. If a Levite comes from any of your gates out of Israel where he lives, and comes with all the desire of his soul to the place which Yahweh shall choose, then he shall minister in the name of Yahweh his God, as all his brothers the Levites do, who stand there before Yahweh. They shall have like portions to eat, in addition to that which comes from the sale of his family possessions. When you have come into the land which Yahweh your God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found with you any one who makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who tells fortunes, or an enchanter, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or someone who consults with a familiar spirit, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For whoever does these things is an abomination to Yahweh. Because of these abominations, Yahweh your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless with Yahweh your God. For these nations that you shall depossess, listen to those who practice sorcery and to diviners. But as for you, Yahweh your God has not allowed you to do so. Yahweh your God will rise up to you a prophet from among you, of your brothers like me. You shall listen to him. This is according to all that you desire of Yahweh your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again Yahweh my God's voice, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I not die. Yahweh said to me, they have well said that which they have spoken. I will rise up a prophet from among their brothers, like you. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. It shall happen that whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who speaks a word presumptuously in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. You may say in your heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in Yahweh's name, if the thing doesn't follow or happen, that is the thing which Yahweh has not spoken. The prophet has spoken presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Deuteronomy chapter 19. When Yahweh your God cuts off the nations whose land Yahweh your God gives you, and you succeed them and dwell in their cities and in their houses, you shall set apart three cities for yourselves in the middle of your land, which Yahweh your God gives you to possess. You shall prepare the way and divide the borders of your land, which Yahweh your God causes you to inherit, into three parts, that every manslayer may flee there. This is the case of the manslayer who shall flee there and live, whoever kills his neighbor unintentionally and didn't hate him in time past. As when a man goes into the forest with his neighbor to chop wood, and his hand swings the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slips from the handle and hits his neighbor so that he dies, he shall flee to one of these cities and live. Otherwise, the avenger of blood might pursue the manslayer while hot anger is in his heart and overtake him, because the way is long, and strike him mortally, even though he was not worthy of death, because he didn't hate him in time past. Therefore, I command you to set apart three cities for yourselves. If Yahweh your God enlarges your border, as he has sworn to your fathers, and gives you all the land which he promised to give to your fathers, and if you keep all this commandment to do it, which I command you today, to love Yahweh your God and to walk ever in his ways, then you shall add three cities more for yourselves in addition to these three. This is so that innocent blood will not be shed in the middle of your land, which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance, leaving blood guilt on you. But if any man hates his neighbor, lies in wait for him, rises up against him, strikes him mortally so that he dies, and he flees into one of these cities, then the elders of the city shall send and bring him there, and deliver him into the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Your eyes shall not pity him, but you shall purge the innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with you. You shall not remove your neighbor's landmarks, which they of old time have set in your inheritance, which you shall inherit, the land that Yahweh your God gives you to possess. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin that he sins. At the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall a matter be established. If an unrighteous witness rises up against any man to testify against him of wrongdoing, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before Yahweh, before the priest and the judge who shall be in those days. And the judge shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness is a false witness and has testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he hath thought to do to his brother. So you shall remove the evil from among you. Those who remain shall hear and fear, and will never again commit any such evil among you. Your eyes shall not pity, life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, and hand for hand, foot for foot. Deuteronomy chapter 20. When you go out to battle against your enemies, and see horses, chariots, and a people more numerous than you, you shall not be afraid of them, for Yahweh your God is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. It shall be, when you draw near to the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak to the people. You shall tell them, "Hear, Israel, you draw near today to battle against your enemies. Don't let your heart faint. Don't be afraid nor tremble, neither be scared of them. For Yahweh your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." The officers shall speak to the people, saying, "What man is there who has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man dedicate it. What man is there who has planted a vineyard and has not used its fruit? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man uses its fruit. What man is there who has pledged to be married to a wife and has not taken her? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her." The officers shall speak further to the people, and they shall say, "What man is there who is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest his brother's heart melt as his heart." It shall be, when the officers have finished speaking to the people, that there shall appoint captains of armies at the head of the people. When you draw near to a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace to it. It shall be, if it gives you answer of peace and opens to you, then it shall be that all of the people who are found therein shall become forced laborers to you and shall serve you. If it will make no peace with you, but will make war against you, then you shall besiege it. When Yahweh your God delivers it into your hand, you shall strike every male of it with the edge of the sword. But the women, the little ones, the livestock, and all that is in the city, even all its plunder, you shall take for plunder for yourself. You may use the plunder of your enemies, which Yahweh your God has given you. Thus you shall do to all the cities which are very far off from you, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of these peoples that Yahweh your God gives you for inheritance. You shall save alive nothing that breathes. But you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, as Yahweh your God has commanded you, that they not teach you to follow all the abominations which they have done for you, their gods, so would you sin against Yahweh your God. When you shall besiege a city a long time, and make a war against it to take it, you shall not destroy its trees by wielding an axe against them, for you may eat of them. You shall not cut them down, for it is the tree of the field man that it should be besieged by you. Only the trees that you know are not trees for food you shall destroy and cut them down. You shall build bulwarks against the city that makes war with you until it falls.